USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders is shooting down an unsourced BuzzFeed story that says President Trump counseled former lawyer Michael Cohen to lie to Congress about a Moscow Trump Tower project.
That one statement, those two words, sum it up better than anything anybody else can say, and that it's categorically false.
As the partial government shutdown continues, no real end in sight, as lawmakers are not meeting today and no votes are scheduled either in the House and Senate. Republican Senator John Kennedy tells Fox News the president he's willing to negotiate.
He's willing to negotiate. Mm-hmm. Some of my colleagues in Congress are running around. I don't mean any disrespect. I'm glad they're talking, but some of them are running around like sprayed roaches coming up with deals to bring to him, none of which include a border wall.
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I went to have my blood test done a few weeks ago, and I met the doctor, and he was really encouraged by my progress, and I showed him what I was taking, and he started looking at all the ingredients, and he said, I'm really impressed with the shiitake mushroom. And he said, this stuff, it could clean out your arteries. And I'm like, oh, wow. He said, you may be onto something here. And he said, you just keep that up, and maybe you can start cutting back on your medication. And he says, you're helping your health by doing that. And I'm like, whoa, endorsement by the doctor.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Former CBS chairman and CEO Les Moonves isn't letting his $120 million severance go away without a fight. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Les Moonves deciding to take the company to arbitration, informing CBS of his intentions on Wednesday. The longtime CEO exiting the company in September amid a flurry of sexual misconduct allegations and a power struggle with controlling shareholder Sherry Redstone. On December 17th, after a months-long investigation into whether he had sexually harassed several women over the course of decades, CBS announced that there were grounds to fire him with cause, and specifically CBS said that Moonves willfully violated company policy and his employment agreement and failed to cooperate with the investigation. His decision to fight for his severance had been expected.
It's day five of the Los Angeles teacher strike. Now both sides are negotiating together. This after a 12-hour negotiation session on Thursday. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Vice President Mike Pence is defending his wife and his Christian faith as he spoke to EWTN about the backlash his wife is receiving after she took a job at a Christian school as a volunteer art teacher in Northern Virginia.
My wife and I have been in the public eye for quite a while. We're used to the criticism, but I have to tell you, to see major news organizations attacking Christian education is deeply offensive to us. I mean, we have a rich tradition in America of Christian education and, frankly, religious education broadly defined. We celebrate it. It's the freedom of religion is enshrined in the Constitution of the United States. The Constitution prohibits a religious test for holding public office. And so we'll let the critics roll off our back. But this criticism of Christian education in America should stop.
A passenger who jumped from the 11th floor balcony of a ship ended up being kicked off the cruise line forever. Royal Caribbean Cruise Line says Nick Native of Vancouver, Washington, is no longer welcome on any of their cruises. He tells ABC's Good Morning America the reason he jumped.
I just thought I'd be cool to just jump off the ship. All my friends cheered me on, and it just happened so quick. And, you know, the next minute I was jumping off the ship.
Native's buddies who egged him on were also banned for life from any Royal Caribbean cruises as well. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.